Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
Abby, I was shocked last night.
Oh, because you watched the Naked and Afraid dating show?
Oh, my God. All right.
Was it all you imagined and more?
Way more. Way more. So the show was called
Naked Attraction.
Attraction, yeah. Right? Oh, my God, you guys. So,
and it's on Max, right?
I think so. I don't even know what's on anything
Max,
anymore.
Yeah, because yeah, they can show their ding-a-lings.
Yes.
So it's a dating show.
Not on ABC.
Tease,
did you just swat at
yes,
it like
yes,
a cat with a toy?
No,
yes.
I was doing like a
here,
like,
kitty, kitty.
No, you know, like this is it. But it's just it's dangling.
Now I know why she's single.
Well, there were some that were dangling way more than others. But here is the format of the show. All right, girl comes out. And the host asks her what she likes, what she doesn't like. And everybody on the show is about to get naked anyway. But before you see their face or meet them or anything like that, they're in like these booths, right, that have a door. And the door starts at first. The host will say, okay, let's see the bottom part of your potential date. And they raise the door just above
the groin?
Come the on. Groin. So you can't see their faces. You can't see anything except their down unders.
Uh-huh.
From the waist down. And these dudes are just standing there while the camera goes from dude number one weenie to dude number two weenie all the way down the line.
Are you sure you weren't watching porn?
Dude, I'm telling you, man. I am telling you, it was shocking to watch. I have never seen anything like this. So the dudes are just standing there, and they're not asking questions or anything, but the woman that is going to choose the date goes from door to door critiquing the dude's manhood.
Come on, are you kidding me?
I'm not kidding you guys.
And they got to stand there and just listen to it.
Yes. And you can't see their face or anything. But I mean, she'll go right up to like one of the dudes and go, yeah, not girthy enough.
Yeah. Wow.
See, Mo, there's worse jobs. Is she bringing out the measuring tape or what?
And they're standing there naked. And again, you can't see their face or anything above. And then they eliminate somebody in the first round. So if she doesn't like his jump, the door comes up. He's standing there naked. He comes out to greet her, hugs her. He's naked.
Yeah.
She's not. Yeah. And then walks off the set. And then the door comes back up a little bit. So now you can see their abs, and now you can see everything underneath that.
Like from the pecs down.
Yep. But they're still standing there, just completely and totally naked until there is just one dude left. And then she, the date, has to get naked also.
When does she get naked?
At the very end of the whole thing, after she picks a dude.
She picks a dude, then she gets naked.
Now, I only got 15 minutes into it.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
So I'm not exactly sure
that's
what
all
happened.
You needed.
That's all I needed. And I was reminded why I hate body hair.
13 minutes longer than that would have.
Like, ever since I was a kid, there's been the urban legend of sororities sitting down and, like, circling parts on their sisters' bodies with Sharpies and critiquing it, and how that's so bad and so awful, and we should and I agree. This show is like that without the Sharpie.
But you can't get mad at them. They knew what they were getting themselves into.
I'm mad at the company. Like, that's 2023.
So I didn't watch it past the 15-minute mark, but in the commercials and the trailers for it, then it's reverse roles.
As you already say, it's only fair.
So women have to stand there. I will see this tonight. Women have to stand there with just everything from naked from the waist down while a dude critiques them one by one.
Uh-uh.
And I'm assuming gets the same action as the woman did the day before. It's a shocking show because in a lot of shows, when you see frontal nudity, it's really, really quick. No, these cameras are right up close and you see everything while everybody is just standing there.
They're zooming in.
They're zooming in.
I wonder how cold it was in that room, too, for a guy.
They might have had some of those doors colder than others.
Okay.
is all I'm saying. But it is kind of intriguing because as you're looking at their junk or whatever, you're like, I wonder what this guy's face looks like. So you can't help but be gripped to it just to see.
If the face matches the junk?
Yes. And in a lot of cases, it does not.
No.
Wow.
Yeah.
Really? Are you surprised at how, like, all the different types and varieties?
I haven't seen a whole bunch in my life. I'm going to be honest with you, right? I was very proud of the Short King, though, who showed up really, really well. I was not expecting that body type for that part of his body.
Uh-huh.
Oh, because you don't know how tall they are either.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You can kind of tell, though, I would imagine when the boxes lift and you can see how long their legs are. If one box got raised here, and the other one's like, boop.
You're right. That makes sense.
Unless he's got a real long torso.
It is seriously the most shocking dating show I've ever seen in my life.
Did you watch it, Abby?
No, I haven't watched it yet. Mondays are my hard days, so I never really have like no pun intended.
It was hard for part two.
It was anything but. It might be tonight, but
they were dangling in.
Last night was intimidating. Tonight, I'll enjoy more.
To all the parents taking their kids to school right now, my sincere apologies.
You're welcome.
The Burt Show.